host of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we come pretty damn close to going places that not only other radio shows couldn't go to, but TV shows, too. Because in television, they have all those cameras and they have all those lights. In radio land, all we have is, well, me. And where I go, mentally, I guarantee you there's no TV station or network that could go there and survive what would happen to their license. Anyway, welcome to our show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I was looking...
What thing are you looking for?
I was actually looking for something that I was going to tell my pre-show audience about. But, to be a real big shot, I'll tell the radio audience, too. And that was the fact that today I was at Paramount Studios. Why? Well, because, I was over there. I was just over there. I was on some business. But the thing that I wanted to tell you is they gave me a visitor's pass that was printed up like a ticket. When you go to Paramount Studios as a visitor, you're not an employee, but you're going in to have a meeting or whatever, they give you a visitor's pass, and it looks like a ticket. It literally looks like an old-fashioned movie ticket. So, and it has a barcode on it. And the guy, the guard there at Paramount, and it was on the Gower Street entrance, as I walked in, he says, "Now, you're here for a meeting?" I says, "Yes, sir." "Okay, now see this, what I'm going to give you, and bring it back to me, because I want to, you want me to, usually you don't give a visitor's pass back." He says, "Oh, yeah, bring it back. I want to scan it through again. And then what I'm going to do is you take that." I said, "So in other words, you're going to give it back to me?" "Yes." I said, "Wow, why?" "Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because I'll scan it through. You go in, you have whatever you're going to do. Go in and do whatever you got to do, and I don't want to know anything about it. And, if there are pictures, then..." No, he didn't say that. But in any event, "And then when you come back out, I will scan it again and give it back to you. And then you have a record of having traveled here, and you know that's good for your taxes. You see?" And I'm like, "Wow, you're right. You're right." And he was also explaining it to somebody else. There's another person there, and we were both looking at each other like, for a minute I thought I was talking to some crazed old guy, but at the tail end of the story, it's pretty good.
Well, I don't say it.
In other words, the gas mileage, the use of your automobile to and from work is a write-off. To what extent, it depends on who you are and what you do. And that was a very nice record that's all ready-made, bundled up, and ready to rock and roll for you there from that one particular business. How many businesses do that for you, actually, How many businesses will give you a record of having, been there, say, here's for your taxes? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, what about any time you go to a dentist or something?
Well, just for a meeting. If you are just not transacting any business, you don't have a receipt, you're not really, but you're there talking about potential business, that's part of it. So anyway, I thought it was a very nice guy. I wish I would have got the guy's name. And as I was leaving, his partner was there. It was another security guy there. He says, oh, yeah. "If Charlie, let me tell you, give Charlie back," because this guy Charlie, he says, "Now, when you come back out this way, make sure I get that pass back, because I want to scan it through our system." "See?" "Yes, sir." And then I give it back to you again. This is a whole process. All right? I said, "Yeah." The guy says, "Oh, yeah. Don't ever let Charlie down, man, because he guards those this is this guy's, his..."
That's like his little domain.
Yeah, it's like his little domain, but it's a cool thing because he's telling people, "Now you take this and you go home with this and you'll have a record and now you're, you're solid." So guess what I did? I brought it home and now I lost it.
Yeah, I'm wondering where it is.
I was going to show everybody on Phil TV, but I can't find it. It's around here someplace. Anyway, welcome to the show. Our number is 877-876-7445. Now, today, Vice President Biden was speaking, and perhaps you've heard this. If you haven't, hold on to your whatever you like to hold on to. Hold on to something, and listen to this, because it was a wild thing. It was Biden talking to a group of people. Now, where's the news? I'm bringing it up in the news. And here is what Biden said. Do we have this? I've got some comments about Ryan and a bunch of other guys. More the latter than the former, it would seem. with Exhibit A being the Veep's unsuitable race baiting. Race baiting, folks. This is what the New York Daily News is calling it. And wait till you hear the quote. Before a mostly black audience in Virginia on Tuesday, Biden, affecting a faux sub Mason-Dixon accent, told the crowd Mitt Romney's election would put y'all back in chains. That's what Biden said. Now, I have the clip. If you you guys want to hear it?
Yeah, it's way better. Here, you do it.
All right, I'm just Robert.
Yeah, what are you asking for, man? Of course.
All right. All you guys out there? No, I'm kidding. I don't mean to drag it out. All right, let's listen to our vice president as he was talking. I think we have this listed under B for Biden or...
D for dumbass?
D for dumbass. Or R for rock and roll. Where is... Here we go. Here is Biden, and I didn't really edit this down. Here is the raw fang of the vice president speaking on Tuesday before a, quote, mostly black audience. There's nothing there. Okay, there's nothing on the audio. All right, that's really unfortunate. Hold on, folks. I've got it. I just don't know when or how. Well, all right, so Biden's not there. Did I already load him in? What he said basically was he'll put you all back in chains. And what that meant was he was initially discussing, apparently what he was discussing initially, was Romney talking about unchaining Wall Street. And after he said, Romney, and he was quoting Romney in this mocking manner, after Romney is going to put you all back in chains, as he said, then he is going to, as Romney takes the chains off of Wall Street, he's going to put all of you back in chains. Here is Biden, folks. Forgive me, I forgot that it was an MP3. Here is Joe Biden.
Look at what they value and look at their budget. And what they're proposing. Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains. Woo! Woo! He said he's going to do nothing about stopping the practice of outsourcing.
All right, so there it is. And that was primarily... wait a minute. Is that me being recorded?
Yeah, you're talking, you're recording it.
Oh, okay. So in any event, that is Joe Biden as he was addressing this group. And we're going to bring on the line now. We have Kurt Quede and Guy Barton from Charleston, West Virginia, who are going to be talking with us tonight about these very comments by the vice president. And you guys, as Democratic state legislators, as Democratic state senators, I imagine are not too upset with what the vice president said.
Phil, I don't think there's anything to be upset about any more than what should really upset people, which was what Mitt Romney said about unchaining Wall Street and taking this country back to the days when we were on our way to this economic meltdown as a result of these bad investments and these bad loans and these toxic assets. That the banks had to handle. So I don't think anything that Joe Biden said is anywhere near as bad as what Mitt Romney said when he said, I want to unchain Wall Street. And guys, I got Guy Barton here, too.
I'm Kurt Quede and Guy Barton. Guy, how are you?
Well, I'm very good.
Go ahead. Your feeling.
Oh, I think Kurt said it very well. I think you have this man, Mitt Romney, is saying he's going to unchain Wall Street. That's the very thing. We don't want anyone... make the mistake of thing. We have Wall Street got to be brought under control. That is exactly what has ruined this country. And more to the point, what ruined America is not only Wall Street not being brought under control, but all the financier, the bank, and everything like this. Now, Biden said he wants to put you all back in chains. I think what Joe Biden has done is spoke the truth.
And yeah, but what people were saying about that...
Oh, hold on just a minute. Joe Biden spoke the truth, and he was speaking to people... that I think understand when you talk about putting a man back in chains. Who are you talking about more than anybody else? You're talking about people that are not the entitled, the rich, the top 2% or something you want to call. He's talking about people who are impoverished, people who are below poverty line, below the line of earning, a middle class, or how you say it. You know?
Yeah, and Phil, most of those people come out, if you come out in the wash, you take a look at it, right? and you have all your laundry done, and you've got everything folded in the basket, and you're looking to see what came out of the wash and what's still there inside a washing machine or the washing can that you used back in high school. You used to use on a washing machine, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Had that scrub board.
Yeah, and a scrub board. Now, what do you think is laying there in a wash tub but the black folks, and you put it out in the wash, but the black folks are still there, and I think that's so bad was talking about.
Yeah, but what about this faux accent, this y'all want to put y'all back in chains, you know?
Well, I just heard you do it, and you know, and
yeah, but I'm mocking him.
Yeah, that's how you do what?
I said I am mocking the vice president. Don't you feel, and perhaps it's not a fair question to ask you because you guys are white.
Why can't I answer the question because I'm white?
Yeah, hold on. We can answer that question because we're white, and I tell you now that is not an offensive thing.
You could say as if you were black.
I don't have to be black. I'm as a white man. I listen to that, and it's not offensive. I think what Joe Biden was saying more than anything else is he's telling the black people. He's saying, listen, I somebody has got to tell you this, set you straight on this, and let you know what's going on. You know, Romney going to want to put you back in the chains, and just as he has allowed Wall Street
put you back. You don't think that put you back in chains is an explosive thing to say to a, quote, predominantly black audience?
No, I don't think it is. I'll tell you why, Phil. I think that you have to give those people credit to be more intelligent than you have given. I don't think you're talking to people who are so stupid that they don't know that the vice president is engaged in some hyperbole, you know.
That's exactly what it is.
That they're so stupid they don't know that the vice president is engaging in using a satirical, if you want to call it that, reference or parody taken to the absurd, you know.
You know, everybody likes to use that satirical or parody excuse.
That's not an excuse.
All right, but I mean, it's a very extreme thing to say, too, I think. All right, well, let's take a break here. Kurt Queedy, Guy Barton from Charleston, South Carolina, on the comments of Vice President Biden on Tuesday, saying to a crowd of quote-unquote predominantly black voters that Romney wants to, quote, put you all back in chains, end quote. We'll be right back, and we'll play the cut again in its entirety. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, and it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Look at what they value and look at their budget.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, and they are from Charleston, West Virginia, both of them members of the West Virginia State Legislature. And guys, before we take a couple of phone calls here, I wanted to ask you, as state legislators, as state politicians, as opposed to national politicians, this isn't really something that is a part of... I know that it's part of your experience in terms of your constituents, what Vice President Biden said about y'all getting back into chains, but what you have to say... does it have any impact on a national level? You know what I mean?
Well, I like to think it does, Phil. You have us on your program.
Yeah, we're on your radio show.
No. I mean, in terms of my audience, yes, it does. But the national political, you know, the members of the political establishment?
Well, I think that, I think it does, because the vice president is looking for us to echo, or I think what he's looking for is an immediate sounding board of Democratic politicians, Democratic leaders across the country, so that when he said to these folks, listen, this man, Mitt Romney, this man's going to put you all back in chains, I can say to him, yes, that was a very good thing to say, because I think in many ways it's true.
Yeah, and that we would have to echo that, you know.
Yeah, but okay. You're not black.
Doesn't make any difference whether I'm black or not. Doesn't make any difference whether I'm black or not. I'm a leader in West Virginia, and I'm a Democrat. Sure the hell, I tell you this now, there's no Republican that's going to tell me he got a better line on how the black voter feel than a Democrat does.
But isn't that's the old story? You know, Democrats think that they've sewed up the black vote for the next 200 years. You know, and
I'm not saying that that's the case. They sold up the black vote the next 200 years. No, I think we got to go out and vote and work for that vote. You know, but by the same token, who else you going to vote for? And here, better question: who else going to tell you the truth? You know.
Who else is going to tell you the truth? All right, well, there's the question. 877-876-7445. So what do you think about what Joe Biden said when he said that Mitt Romney wants to, quote, put you all back into chains, speaking primarily to a black audience? Here is Kim. Go ahead, Kim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Mr. Henry. First off, I'd like to say that I really enjoy your show. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. And we have overcome so many obstacles when it has come to racism in this state. I don't believe for our vice president to have went on national TV, shown on national TV, making a statement like he did about putting y'all back in chains. To me, all that does is gets people's blood boiling, thinking about the racism that the people have endured, you know, over centuries. And I don't think that it's right with the way that things are calming down with racism, especially in the state of Kentucky. I don't believe that's right for him to say something like that. All it does, the way that I feel, is I believe that he is trying to make a uproar. That could cause so much tension between any types of race, and to make that statement into a crowd of predominantly colored people is just totally wrong for someone of his stature and in his position to be the second in command if something was to happen to our president to say something like that. To me, that's racism coming from our vice president that we don't need. And, you know, I'm Republican. Yeah. It doesn't. It really bothers me the fact that he is. You know, they've got to during all these elections, they have to bring up something about race, and we're trying to overcome that, and we have overcome.
Let me ask our guests, Kurt or Guy. Do you guys have something?
Well, yeah, I'd like to comment. This is Guy Barton, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, Guy. I love hearing you when you come on too, hon.
Thank you. I want to ask you a question. Talk about colored folk that he was talking to. Now, they're educated people. I don't think we have to fear that these colors are going to say.
By the way, I heard the lady Kim and you, Guy, use the word colored.
Yeah, I don't mean racial by that. You know, we'll use that term down south, colored people.
That's a very antiquated term. I don't hear it used anywhere. In fact, I don't hear it used in the South much.
I think you've got to spend a little more time in the South. Isn't that right, Kim?
I'm just telling you. You can it's not exactly the
people have different.
It's not exactly the N.
I did word that wrong.
The N word.
I understand it, I talk about the people of color. You know, people that are colored up. Well, not colored, but color. People of color, you know.
People of color, I've heard, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
But it's different. It's different. Colored people's different from me. All right, go ahead.
But here's the thing about what Joe Biden said, and I think it needs to be understood, that, you know, we have got to, and I say this, you're a Southerner. More than a Republican, you're a Southerner, all right? Joe Biden is simply trying to reach across that Mason-Dixon line just a little bit and say, oh, now look at, I may be from Delaware, but I know how it is. You know, I know how it plays. I know which side of the, as we used to say, you know, I know which side of the bread the butter's on, you know, and let me just speak directly to my constituents in the South, and that is you got yourself a whole, as they say, a hot mess with this Mitt Romney. Yeah, he's a hot mess. And you coloreds are going to have, not colored, but you colored people are going to have yourself a hot mess. Put that man Romney in there. He's going to stick you back in chains, put you right down on the middle passage.
The middle passage. See, that's what I'm talking about.
That was the wrong term for Joe Biden to use. He should have never used that. And we have tried to overcome, and we have overcome so many boundaries in my lifetime. I'm a 46-year-old woman. And yes, I'm
right. We got to take a break. Kim, thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate your call. 877-876-7445. Yeah, thank you. I'm afraid we have to take a break, though.
Let's talk about the middle passage. What's wrong with that?
That's the middle, the slave ships? We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line, Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton from Charleston, West Virginia, and we're talking about Joe Biden, the vice president, unmute our audio feed, who had VP Joe Biden, who had made a comment here to a group of people at a dinner, I guess it was. Was this a dinner? Basically, this was a, he delivered a speech to the public policy, well, let me see, a group of African Americans at the in Chicago, some kind of a dinner they were having, and said that Romney wants to put y'all into chains. Again, before we get back to calls, I want to ask you, Kurt, can you not see how inflammatory that can be to a lot of black voters?
I feel it's not that I'm insensitive to it, but I have to go on what I heard. And what I heard was people giving him a round of applause, you know?
Yeah, I've heard that too. And you hear that man say it, oh, you're Romney. You can play that again if you want to.
And well, we'll play it again.
But I heard people reacting with a round of applause. I heard people saying, yeah, you know, because I'm not black, but if I was a black man and I heard Joe Biden say that Romney want to put you all back in chains, I would have been, yeah, you know.
I swear to God, yeah.
Yeah, I would have been, yeah.
Well, that's you thinking, you say if you were black, but you're not, okay? And I can well imagine that there might be some who would say, boy, is that ever a pandering comment.
No, hold on. You talk about pander. I'd like to know how you figure that's pandering.
Oh, come on, y'all. I mean, it's almost like a Saturday Night Live bit. It's almost, it's comical where a guy stands there, a white guy from Delaware, trying to lay it on, trying to lay down this Mason-Dixon talk, you know.
Hold on, Phil. Talk about Mason-Dixon. Let me tell you, I was raised on collard greens. I was raised on okra. I was raised on black-eyed peas. I was raised on peach cobbler. I was raised on chicken and peanut oil. I will tell you that my family had a very difficult time making ends meet to the point where we were raised at times on possum pie.
Yeah, like myself, too.
You know, a real poor folk food. So I know what it's like to be a Southerner and to be poor, and there ain't nothing in this world. There's nothing in this world worse than being from the South and being poor. You sound like it. You look like it. You smell like it. Sometimes I will look at a man and say, you would not believe where I come from.
Yeah.
But at one time in my life, my mother couldn't put shoes on my feet. Maybe you can smell it on me. I love to say that a lot of these Republicans do. I say that, you think you know what poverty is, man? You smell it on me? And I got the guy both ways coming and going because he said, yeah, now we got it, now it's on. You know, if he said no, then I know he doesn't know anything.
That's right, that's right. You tell a man, you smell it on me.
You smell it on. All right, so you're poor, so that makes you what? You understand how black folks think. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's go to Jocelyn. Jocelyn, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I don't think any of these white people doing all this talking about how black people feel about Joe Biden's statements. Number one, I'm a Republican. I'm supporting Mitt Romney. I'm glad he put Ryan on the ticket because he's a flamethrower. The Democrats, all they know how to do is smear and play the race card to hold on to the black vote, the people that are on welfare, who can't think for themselves, and they play the race card in every opportunity. if you knew the history of the Republican Party, they're the ones that helped organize the NAACP in 1908. The Democrats were supporting the Ku Klux Klan. So we want to deal with history. I'm a student of history. So
no,
you
no,
can't
we
tell
don't have
me about
that
the
up.
Republican Party.
We don't have
and
to
the
bring
Democrats,
that up.
All they do is pander to the white vote, the black vote, because that's the only way they can beat a Republican. And I'm sick and tired of whites who know they're racist.
I'm white, but I'm also black.
But
you know,
you're not black.
Social programs and being dependent on the government instead of being entrepreneurs and creating
jobs. How can you be black? I don't understand how you say you're black. You say you're black, you don't understand.
I grew up in the civil rights movement.
I grew up in the NAACP.
I've walked in picket lines. You can't tell me about my people. You cannot tell me about black people in Indiana. Okay?
How come you Republican then? How come
you
Republican?
Black people across this country when 44% of our young black males can't get a job in this country. And Obama needs to be talking about jobs, not tax statements, while we're at it.
Rick, he put his transcripts
on the table. Nobody can.
I want to ask a question here. Jocelyn, I want to ask a question.
He's a foreign exchange student at Harvard, or if he is a legitimate citizen of the United States.
And let me ask a question here, very quickly, Jocelyn. Kurt Quidi, hold on, Jocelyn. I got
to
put you on hold
on to black votes. And all black people
on.
Did not vote.
Okay. I want to ask you, Kurt, a question. What did you mean when you asked her, is she black?
I couldn't believe she's black. No, no black people talk the way she's talking. I mean, I bet you she's still
black,
talking.
Honey, I don't have to prove anything to you. I am black.
She's talking about she and
I grew up in the civil rights era in this
black.
Country.
And see, she's still talking, even though you had her on hold.
Are you white?
Okay.
Are you white? I don't know you, and you don't know me.
My name is Kurt Quidi.
I'm white, and I don't know who I am or anything about me. I fought in more civil rights battles and against racism in the state of Indiana.
Oh, my God. Kurt sounds like a Morse code.
All right, hold on. Jocelyn, we got a lot of people talking over. What did you say, Kurt?
I said a lady. She asked me if I'm white. I'm white, but I've got a very strong and very powerful sense of black. And what I mean by that,
you can't.
I come from
my people.
I come from the South. All right.
Okay,
I come from the North.
I'm a Northern Negro.
That makes me more close to blacks than you because you're Northern black.
No, you're not Indiana's the southern
you're windswept.
State, sir.
All right, I understand that. Indiana, very conservative state, though, and I understand why you're Republican, but you are what we call a windswept black.
No,
and,
what is windswept?
You're a former Democrat.
Former Democrat.
I switched parties, sir, because the Democrats want to enslave my people economically.
You said you switched?
They want them to get on welfare and government benefits.
All right, let's talk. This is a very interesting conversation. Jocelyn is African-American from Indiana. She's black. She is a Republican, a conservative. She sees through Joe Biden's comments. She feels that Democrats take the black vote for granted and have essentially kept black people chained to a different kind of institutional slavery, if you will, and that is the enslavement to the federalism.
That's just plain insane. And I think if Jocelyn sat back and listened to what she's saying, and somebody played it back to her, she'd probably say, my God, what is that? Who is that?
Well, we would have needed affirmative action out of the 60s. And if you recall, Senator Edward
Johnson,
a Republican from Illinois, pushed through the 64th Civil Rights Bill through the Congress. And then
I just say into law. I don't believe you're black. I think you're a white
the
comic.
Legacy of the Republican Party in terms of civil rights activism.
I think this is a white comedian from Indianapolis.
No, this is a lady calling from Indianapolis. Correct, Jocelyn? Is that where you are?
No, I think this is a white comic.
No, she's a... All right. Thank you for your call. Unless you guys had another comment.
I just want to say to Jocelyn, please give the Democratic Party a chance because
no,
we're
sir,
the people.
I left. I gave the Democratic Party 30 years of my life, and they have enslaved my people.
But we have more white people in the Democratic Party that think and feel like black people than you shake a stick at.
No, they don't think and feel because if that's the case, my people wouldn't be unemployed. There's a higher unemployment rate in the black community nationally than it is in the white community.
That's because of George Bush, see? They had...
What?
That's because of George Bush.
That's George Bush. George Bush was president.
George Bush. I think it's because of another lie you all keep telling.
Every time George Bush was president, you know, he was president, all of a sudden black folks couldn't get a job.
You know, the media...
Oh, boy.
The media has been very kind to Obama because of his skin color. But as far as I'm concerned, Obama might as well lean more towards the color of his mother. Because he has not stood up for
black. You've got to be white.
I haven't heard him talk about affirmative action. I haven't heard him talk about anything. He's talked about the
American. Jocelyn, we have a lady on the line. We have a lady on the line here. This is Clara. No, this is Mavis. And Mavis is a... She's a conservative, or at least Mavis. Jocelyn, we have a lady on the line here who voted for McCain.
And Joe Biden felt very comfortable.
And I would never vote for Obama.
The vice president
to
the first black president, supposedly black. He's half white, too.
And they told me, and I said to them, I would never vote for Obama because he's half white.
And well, hold on. We had two guys,
Obama,
two ladies.
I did not vote him 4 years ago, and he doesn't have my vote this far, and anybody else I know. They're not voting
for him. And another thing about him, I voted for John McCain.
And who are you voting? All right, Jocelyn, who are you voting for, Mavis?
I'm going to vote for this year.
Yeah.
I'm like this lady. I'm voting for Mitt Romney. And
okay, so we have two black females on the line who are going to vote for Mitt Romney.
I think they're both, these ladies need to have a head examined. You got
to
have your head examined.
You are dumbass white. That's right. You are dumbass white man.
I'm on the Constitution, and I walked in more picket lines than you have ever walked in.
And I was down south. I let you tell a lady at St. Augustine, I'm not trying to tell you ladies how to vote, but if you're black and you're voting for Joe, Mitt Romney, well, you might as well just go ahead and put on that Aunt Jemima do now.
I don't do my homework. I don't need you to put on the Aunt Jemima do. That's the problem with the Democrat Party. You think most black people can't
put on
the
Aunt Jemima do my ass and put that on.
I have a degree in political
science. I'll kick both your asses. You look pretty funny going down the street with my boot up your ass.
All right, whoa. All right, listen, Jocelyn and Mavis, thank you. You got to move on. I appreciate your calls. 877-876-7445. We also have on the line Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, and we're talking about Joe Biden, and that wasn't me swatting a fly, that was me clapping my hands together, and that sounded pretty incongruous, didn't it?
What do you mean incongruous?
Not in Congress, incongruous. All right, we'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Obama, and all I see is a white man with big ears.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't think that lady was a black woman, you know.
All right, well, yes, she was, because I screened. I just was talking to a gentleman about that. Yes, she was. I screened her very thoroughly myself, and she admitted to having had a very hoarse voice, because I think she's used to hearing that from people. You know, you sound like a man. She has it's a cigarette throat is what it is, you know.
I related that, but I think it's very difficult to believe, Phil, this guy, by the way, Phil. I think it's a bit difficult to believe that's a black lady because of a lot of opinions she expressed. She taught him mound down the Republican somehow better for black people. Now, we have spent an awful lot of money and a lot of time and sweat and toil being a place where black people could come and sit and talk and express themselves and have a political party that can listen and going to, sit down and listen, at least sit down and listen. Now, I'm not saying that we get everything done, you know. At this particular point in history, I don't know whether you're going to be able to get everything done, but one thing we can do is at least sit and listen to them. And they got somewhere to go.
You're going to be able to hear what they have to say, you know, and then we go on, if we can, to the extent we can do something about it. A lot of times you can't, you know.
So all you guys do is sit and listen to people.
No, that's not all we do.
No, I didn't say that's all we do.
Maybe we can get it done, maybe we can't, but at least it's a political party that listens to black people.
Too, I don't think it's that bad. You know that.
Let me do it. I don't think that what he's trying to say, it is not fair to say that, although it may be accurate, it's not fair.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let me go over to caller Paul here in Detroit. Paul, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. First of all, sir. I want to say that I don't believe those two women were black. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made the comments that they did. And here
don't you think there could be conservative black females out there?
Talking down the president the way they did, no. And being a black man here in Detroit, where the population is 95% black, I've talked with friends and relatives the last couple of days about the vice president's remarks. And none of my friends and relatives are offended by it. In fact, we are in total agreement with what he said. Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
I heard what you hear, Mr. Hendry, about talking about going cornpone and everything.
No, I said it sounded cornbread. Go ahead, sir.
Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan's plans will put the black people back in chains, not physically, but economically, which is what the vice president meant. And if you would have listened... If you would have listened to the reaction of the crowd after he made those statements, there was no gasp, no, oh, my goodness. There were, right on, and they were in complete agreement with it, with him also.
That's my point, Phil, about, and that's why I say a lot of white people, I'm not trying to say I'm black, you know, but I say a lot of white people in the party think like blacks. And
a lot of that's the kind of stuff I don't get, you know. I mean, I'm talking, here's Paul. Paul's a black man. What do you think of a guy who's white saying, yeah, but I'm a Democrat, so I think more like a black person?
Well,
the Democratic Party is more in line to respect and help the rights of the black folks. So, yeah, I believe white Democrats think more like black people do.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
All right. Now, the lady that you said wasn't black, one of them's called back, Paul. Do you want? Let me just get her back on the line. What line is she on? Three? Is this Mavis?
Yeah, and this man who is calling in from Detroit, if you want to know my history, I walked with Dr. King in St. Augustine. You know St. Augustine, Florida?
Yes.
I walked with Dr. King, and I walked with Dr. Ralph Abernathy in St. Augustine, Florida. And I come to California in 1969 because I wanted to have a better life. And then when I come out here, I saw what the Democrat did to this state. They bankrupt this state. There's no money left in this state.
Miss Mavis, tell me I'm not a black woman.
I'll tell you, I'm more a black woman than you are a black man.
All right, let's not be...
I'm very upset with this man. Mavis,
let me ask you a question. As a black woman, how can you say that Mitt Romney, his plans, his policies, are going to help the blacks more than President Obama's plans are?
I will tell you how, because Mitt Romney is saying to black people, like he's saying to white people, I'm going to give you the seeds to grow your own business. I'm not going to go out there and water it for you, though. And I'm not going to go out there and till the soil, but I'm going to let you have the seeds to grow your... That's what black people need. That's what black people need. You give us the opportunity, you give us the tax break, and you let us build our own business. I don't need any more of this cheap sweat, Barack Obama. I got to have a hand up. Black people are tired of that. Black people are tired of that hand up and trying to pull me up. You talk about slavery. You want to stay a slave to Barack Obama and his Democrats. Let me say this.
Here in the state of Michigan, there are more white people receiving government assistance than there are black people.
What did you say? And that's also around the country.
So don't say that black people are looking for handouts.
I'm just telling you, the best thing for every American, I don't care what color, and I would tell you, we need to have a business and to grow our business and to keep money in our pocket just as much as a white man. How come I've got to put my money out, all this tax, this tax, that? Because you know black people get taxed, too. We have to pay those taxes, too.
Right.
I'm not going to.
Exactly.
No,
we paying more taxes than guys like, than the millionaires like Mitt Romney are paying. And they're making 100 times much more money than us.
Well, I know a little something about economics. And one of the things I know is if you have a man on a business and you tell that man to pay more money to the government, he got less money to pay for employees and new equipment and getting young people off the street that you are talking so much about through your hat. If you don't
and
know
the
nothing
president
about
is not
economics,
trying to tax the small business people more. He wants
He's talking
tax
about
millionaires.
Taxing the bigger guys.
Tax the people that can hire the most, tax them the most. That makes sense. Before you start talking about who's black, I think you need take a good long look in the mirror.
All right, let's not talk. Paul, thank you very much. I got to take a break.
Okay.
Appreciate your call, though, sir. 877-876-7445.
How'd I do?
You did fine.
I don't know if I believe half of what I just said, but that was a lot of fun.
Get her out of here, will you?
What you doing?
Well, was she talking truth or not? What was she doing?
I don't know. Talking out of ass, man.
Talking out of her ass, like everybody else on this show, except for you, Paul. 877-876-7445. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll continue talking about Vice President Biden and his comments and other issues of political import on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. I live.